This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Julian Villard. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Julian. Before the break, we met our contestants, Brianna and Christina. Soon they'll play a game about Nobel Prize recipients. It's like I always say, Stockholm is where the heart is. Let's check in with them. Brianna, you taught yourself how to walk on stilts and ride a unicycle?
I did.
Which is great. Which is great. But the question is, why?
Why?
Yeah, why?
I don't know why. When I was a kid, I went through this circus phase. And so for Christmas, I asked for stilts and a unicycle. Santa delivered, and so I taught myself to do it.
Is it something like you could do now? Like you'll always sort of retain?
Yeah. Actually, recently in Prospect Park, they have a little area where kids can walk on these stilts.
Uh-huh.
And so I was the one not kid that walked on the stilts.
You were the one adult that was like, I just need to show off right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the kids were like, wow.
I had a friend in junior high school who used to unicycle. Not Jordan Peele.
Not Jordan Peele. Oh, different friend?
Different friend.
Christina, you like to hunt for food trucks, especially taco trucks, which is great. I love the food truck scene too. Now, with the taco trucks, let's just discuss this. How much variation is there in how good a taco is from a taco truck?
Massive.
Okay, don't give me the eyebrows.
I mean, I'm going to, though. I mean...
All right, what makes a brilliant taco for you?
The meat can't be dried out. Mm-hmm. Condiment selection, are they fresh? Have they been turned over?
Mm-hmm.
Tortilla, stale or not?
Okay, so far we're just talking about health standards.
You're like, if there's a rat tail, definitely not in the top 10.
So your next game is a music parody game called Nobel Winner Takes It All. How does it work, Julian?
In honor of famous Swede Alfred Nobel, we rewrote the Swedish band ABBA's hit songs to be about Nobel Prize laureates. And we are counting economics as a Nobel Prize. If you don't like that, please send your complaints to planetmoney@npr.org. Ring in to identify the laureate I'm singing about. And if you get that right, for a bonus, you can identify the original ABBA song title.
Christina, you won the last game, so you win this, and you're in the final round. Brianna, you need to win this, or speaking of Sweden, you'll be locked in an IKEA for a week with nothing to help you escape but one of their Allen keys. Okay, here we go.
Radioactivity with Pierre on a research team. Chemistry. Physics to a Nobel machine, oh yeah. Radium, polonium can decrease the time of your life. Ooh, PhD, French degree, killer family genes.
Christina.
Marie Curie.
That is correct, yes. Physics in 1903 and chemistry in 1911. By the way, she shared the physics prize with her husband. Their daughter and son-in-law shared the Nobel Prize in chemistry for their new discovery of radioactive elements. They're the family with the most Nobel Prizes of anyone. There is one other younger sister who took improv classes.
For a bonus, can you name the original song?
Dancing Queen.
Correct. Controversial recent laureate, baby boomers could not resist ya. Does a lyric count as poetry? He broke a 100-year Nobel law. Critics don't get too effusive. Ooh, when he's not acoustic, he was a ceremony, no show.
Christina.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah, that's right. Literature in 2016.
For an extra point, can you guess the song?
Mamma Mia.
Yeah. He writes all night, he writes all day. John Maynard Keynes is his bae. it ain't sad. He writes things for the New York Times, and still the banks commit more crimes. Free trade's not bad. In his books, he has a plan for reigning in the wealthy man before awaits financial fall, the conscience of the liberal.
Christina.
Warren Buffett.
I'm sorry, that is not who we are looking for. Thank you for ringing in.
Fair.
Brianna, can you steal?
Ben Bernanke?
Another interesting idea.
I have no idea.
We're looking for Paul Krugman.
And the original ABBA tune is Money, Money, Money. Here comes the next one. Climate change is honestly a bummer, an inconvenient truth. Like Florida's polling booth, environmentalist VP2.
Christina.
Al Gore.
That is correct, yes. Nobel Prize in Peace, the Peace Prize in 2007.
And for a bonus point, can you guess the song?
Not at all.
Super Trooper. There was something in the books he'd write, didn't keep it light, the Gabito. He was the patron of Colombia, times of cholera, Gabito. The magical and the real metaphors of steel. And 100 years of solitude, it's not for prudes, Gabito.
Christina.
Garcia Marquez.
That is correct, yes. Gabriel Garcia Marquez, that's right. Prize for Literature in 1982. 100 years of solitude sounds pretty good right about now.
Yeah. Okay, and do you know the song?
Fernando.
Yeah.
Nice. I know, it's hard not to sing.
It's the only way I get the titles.
Sing it along.
This is your last clue. My, my, Calcutta, the poverty did offend her. Oh, yeah. And she served as missionary in controversial ways. But even now with those complaints, can't say this woman's not a saint.
Christina.
Mother Teresa.
That is correct, yes. The Nobel Peace Prize in 1979.
For an extra point, can you guess a song?
Waterloo.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, Brianna, you were awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Christina, you won both games, and you are moving on to our final round.